Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and today we don't have music, we don't have probably commercials or etc., etc. I was just informed of this, so I don't know why. Maybe because the computer is not functioning right, that could be. But again, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, and as usual, we have Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. Mark, welcome to the program.
You didn't say my good friend Mark Glynn from American Free Press.
No, I got a lot of emails saying, you know, you need to be careful associating with this guy who is shoveling snow in the mountains of Idaho.
You had to bring that up.
So how was the snow up there?
You had to bring that up. It is a four-letter word.
Yep.
Snow is a four-letter word right now. It's horrible.
Uh-huh.
It's Hurricane Katrina has come to North Idaho.
Well, you haven't seen Katrina until you see Katrina. So we saw Katrina down here in Louisiana. So if you get a little bit of snow there, just go out there and play with it. Don't complain. You don't have water flooded in your house, and you don't have wind that is picking up your llamas and whatever other animals you have and throwing them into the next state. So
no, I have it worse. I have eight kids and no toilet paper because I can't get out to the store to get some.
Well, snow is out there. Just tell them to get out there. Just tell them to do it like it used to be done in the old days, you know. Use some corn.
Nevertheless,
whatever.
God needs to turn off the snow machine in North Idaho. This is out of control.
Now, just think about it this way. You will have water for the next 10 years. Your water well will be stocked for the summer.
All that snow
is going to melt, and you will have plenty of water. So, you know what you might not like now, you will probably love later. Well, you know, Dennis Kucinich and John Edwards are gone. And, of course, Giuliani is also gone, I think. So very much the field is – looks like we're only going to have the two on the Democratic side and probably two on the Republicans, which will be – most likely Romney and McCain. And I don't know, I haven't heard what Ron Paul is going to do. Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't, other than the recommendations of people who are his supporters. But it seems to me like he is still plowing ahead as usual. He hasn't, that I have run into any comments, he hasn't indicated that he plans to pull out anytime soon. So, you know, I mean, with that in mind, he should, I guess, use every minute that he has to at least try to wake the American people up as to the disaster that they're dealing with but don't realize.
Well, if any Ron Paul supporters out there, you're welcome to call us, and we would like to see exactly what Ron Paul is thinking of doing or what is his possibilities. I think we covered his possibilities here many times of the problem is not getting the votes. I think he will probably get the vote if it was a populist vote. Hey, there's the music, so we know we're going to have breaks at least, so we will be right back after the break.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be discussing today, this afternoon, we're going to tackle a couple of issues in the first hour. We'll talk about the candidates and what's going on, and also we will talk about some issues that were raised by Sybil Shepherd about the spying in the United States and AIPAC, etc., etc. Mark is going to tell us more about that and why is it so important. And in the second hour, we will tackle an issue. Probably we have talked about this more and more. We will have Brother Nathaniel, who is a converted Jewish evangelist now. And he's going to tell us about why he converted from Judaism to Christianity, and now he is going on a crusade of some sort of telling people why he converted and trying to clarify a few things about the two religions that a lot of us sometimes find ourselves actually referring to the Judeo-Christian's roots of our culture and our values, and we would like to see exactly what these roots were and how did they come to be connected together that way? But anyhow, let's start with the candidates so we can get that actually out of the way. I think very much now everybody understands, listening to us at least, not everybody in the United States, but at least everybody listening to us, those who are educated about the elections, of course, now, and, you know, the 2008 presidential elections is no different than the 2004 and the 2000, et cetera, before it. You know, few people who makes it out. Very much who are cleared by the powers to be or the powers that be, very much they will be running, and those powers will throw in five or six different guys for you, but they already know who they are going to promote and who's going to be the next president of the United States. They're just playing the democracy game, just like watching a wrestling match. You know, all the time and the energy that is that takes to run these matches and play those matches, obviously it's all fixed and staged. And the same thing with the United States candidates on both sides, be it Democrats or Republicans. And when I speak on both sides with this particular election, I always exclude Ron Paul from being one of those people, because I think Ron Paul is running out there on his own. I don't know why he even attached himself to the Republican Party, but I guess they can't hijack the party. Unfortunately, they did, because most Republicans out there don't give a darn about the party, just like most people don't give a darn about the country and where the country is headed. Like I said, you know, candidates on both parties are very much allowed to advance to a final round, whether in congressional or presidential elections. Now, only if they are cleared by those powers. And this is evidence, ladies and gentlemen, from the issues that these candidates can tackle. For instance, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans who have been cleared, they can't cross some issues and they can't talk about some issues. They have to stay and stick within those boundaries. But whenever they, you know, like cleared candidates on both parties will continue to support the pouring billions directly into Israel and the many billions to support conflicts that Israel or perceived to help Israel. You know, for instance, we are pouring billions of dollars into Israel. We pour in billions of dollars and trillions of dollars into the war in Iraq, and now we are getting some other countries. You know, we are in about 140 different countries, and this is basically, all this will help bring money to corporate coffers, you know, like ExxonMobil. Why would a company like ExxonMobil has $40 billion in 2007, just profits? How could this be? How could this be at a time when we are talking about that this country is going down the drain economically, that this country is being, the mortgage is in the trillions and trillions of dollars, the home mortgages, and all that is lost. There's a big scandal that's fixing to come out of that. You know, we have a debt, a national debt in the trillions of dollars, but yet we see these candidates and these presidential candidates and congressmen, et cetera, talking about giving $600 tax breaks or rebates to about 117 million Americans so they can spend it to stimulate the economy. And now what the heck are you going to do after you're stimulated? Okay, you know, $600 will stimulate, but it's not going to go, and then what? You know, after you stimulate the economy, and then what are you going to do? So, you know, these candidates are not talking about these issues. These candidates are not even given the chance to talk about these issues because the powers, they don't want you to talk about these issues. You know, Israel does not want you to talk about how this country is drained economically. And they don't really care. And also these big corporate giants like General Electric, United Technologies, you know, all these people that are sucking up the trillions and trillions of dollars from the economy. These people, this is the military industrial complex. These people don't care what happens to this country as long as there are investments in every state and every district in the United States. That's how they got these Congress. You know, how can you reduce this? We spend more money on defense issues than every country in the world combined. We are only 6% of this world, but yet we spend more than everybody else. We spend more than all of them put together. This is ridiculous. But they put these defense establishments in every congressional district there, and who's going to be the first congressman to say, oh, you know what, we don't need that manufacturing weapons, whatever, in my district, or we don't need that distribution center, or we don't need that. No, they think it's creating jobs, but it's actually taking all the money out of the country. And these people don't give a darn if the country goes south. All they care about is basically having this country have a strong military to fight wars for Israel for. And these candidates that are pre-cleared, pre-selected, they cannot tackle the real issues. The real issues are the future. Where are we getting this money to give these 117 million taxpayers? This is, we are already in debt, and someone who is in debt cannot give money to others. We are mortgaging the future of our children to give money to these countries and give back whatever. Well, at this point, let me bring up Mark Glynn to comment on this huge nuclear bomb that I just threw out there, and then we'll get into the Sybil Shepherd thing. You know, Mark, we've talked about this until we very much blew in the face. These candidates, they are pre-selected. They are, it's a stage. These are actors. And you know, we have real issues, and real issues are not being discussed in this country. You know, we're discussing few issues here and there, but the real issues that are dragging this country down the drain, we're not discussing this. When in the world are we going to get into real issues discussions like what Ron Paul is trying to put out there on the table?
Well, first of all, I hate to embarrass you, but Sybil Shepherd is the beautiful, or once beautiful, blonde actress who starred
Sybil Edmund. Okay.
We know where your mind is at. You're lecturing the rest of the world on how they don't know what's going on, and you're sitting here thinking about Sybil Shepherd.
I know. Hey, look, what can I say? Last week we talked about the old equipment that will be improved. I guess it's improved.
Well,
at least the brain is, you know.
Well, I would disagree with you on a few minor points. First of all, the business with Ron Paul.
You're going to disagree with me. I'm just going to tell him to turn off the mic. So.
Slightly. I were running for president, I would run on the Republican ticket as well, for strategically. For the reason that if you run as an independent, you will get absolutely no coverage whatsoever. Now, Ron Paul knew a long time ago that he wasn't going to win. More likely than not, his reason for doing this was to get out in front of the American people and to tell them that they were in deep doo-doo, and he would never have been able to have gotten as far as he has had he not run on the Republican ticket. That's number one. Number two, I think that this election cycle is very different from all the election cycles that we've had up to this point. You're right, all of the candidates are selected, as you've said before, selected, not elected. However, in my recent memory, since having gotten involved in politics 25 years ago, I don't remember ever seeing the lineup of warmongers that we have before us now.
Okay. Keep that thought alive, and we will be live right after the break. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And Mark Glynn was in the middle of a thought there before the music, but Mark, you're not really disagreeing with me about the Mark Paul, because I think we've talked about this before, that he would not have, you know, stand a chance of actually getting to where he was if he did not. But that was my comment, was basically to get people thinking that the only way we are going to have real change is if we have a real opposition out there to these two parties. And right now we don't have that opposition. And unfortunately, we see clearly that the big media outlets are basically the ones who decide which candidate to go. Of course, they are also operatives for the powers to be. But that's basically where we stand. And unless we get somebody who will lead a real opposition in the United States, we will continue having the same old system. Go ahead, finish your thought.
Well, I would also, I know you don't want to hear this, but I would slightly disagree as well. It doesn't matter. We could have the best candidate in the world. We could have Jesus Christ come back himself, and the American people would not vote for him because the American people think that everything is fine with their country. Yeah, they'd like to have a little bit more money in their pocket. and maybe they're a little bit aggravated about having to wait in longer lines at the airports or whatever. But in general, the American people and the illusions that they entertain of this prosperity and this, the freedom and everything else that they say that we have, this is the most powerful weapon that the enemy has in his arsenal that he uses against us. And, you know, people ask me, when are things going to change? When are things going to change? When the American people decide that they've had enough and that they're not going to be fooled anymore, that's when things are going to change. It's not going to happen any time before that. That is the problem, is that the people think everything is good.
So did I say that? You said you disagreed with me on that one. Did I say that?
You said that things are not going to change until we get a real candidate.
Yes.
Until we get,
I didn't say a real candidate. And I said until we get a real opposition on the ground.
I see. Okay. To these
two parties that we have. Because right now, just like you said, most people don't think that there is a problem, and especially now, once they get that $600 check in their pocket and they go out and, you know, go to a couple of these all-you-can-eat buffets and things, you know, and thank the government for doing that for them, then they're going to think everything is okay. But what I said is, unless we get real opposition, what I mean by real opposition here, Mark, is once we start getting people in Congress that don't belong to the Republican Party and don't belong to the Democratic Party, and from the real people, then we're not going to be sending people out there, because those two parties are controlled. I don't care what anyone wants to say. These people are controlled because the whole system is controlled. Now, if there is a way to re-energize and rebuild and reform those parties, that's fine. But I don't think you can reform. I think it'll be much easier to get an opposition out there. But anyhow, you know, every country in the world has an opposition except us. We have two parties of the same. It's two faces of the same coin. Tell you what, let me go to the phones and. Let me put the phone out there. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I also would like to welcome everyone in the chat room. To get into the chat room, just go on the website, therepublicanbroadcasting.org, and click on the chat icon on the left-hand side. You will be able to go in there and listen, just like I'm about to go in there in a couple of seconds here. But let's go to the phones with Mo in Oregon on line one. Go ahead, Mo.
Yes, كيف حالك؟ اهلا وسهلا مرحبا يا حبيبي مستر هشام.
Thank you very much.
Very
welcome,
much.
Welcome
you didn't
to the
say
program.
Anything about me. Yes, thank you very much.
Well, he said it, but you didn't understand him.
Well, I heard Habibi, and I know that means dear friend, and he didn't use the plural, so I have to assume that he was talking about you.
Okay, you're jealous. All right, you too. Well, go ahead and tell him the same thing, Mo.
Yes. Kaifa halika, ahlan wa sahlan, ya Habibi.
How are you? Welcome, my dear friend. All right.
Thank you very much indeed. You know, if we don't wake up, we will become Palestinian in United States of America. So from now on, I'm calling myself a Palestinian, because we are going to be jobless in United States. 3 million jobs already gone out to China, to India. All the call centers from American Express, from Washington Mutual, from everybody in India. So far, this month, 17,000 jobs lost in January. In February, to have more job cuts, which we will come back after the break.
There you go. Very good. We'll be right back.
You should have him as the co-host.
You see that, huh?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what, we have a lot of people waiting on the line. So, Mo, go ahead, continue with your thoughts.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, and then we see that the following similar announcement by GM and Ford Chrysler offered 13,000 United Auto Workers members in Metro Detroit buyout and early retirement packages as a part of the automaker effort to reduce its hourly workforce by 10,000. As announced in November. That announcement was on top of the February 2007 plan to cut 11,000 hourly workers over 3 years. The company will also lay off 119 salaried UAW design workers next Monday at the technology centers in Auburn Hills. And then we go to next one is a Tyson Food store. Tyson Food is being laid off hundreds of workers as its in Kansas plant, 1,500 from 2,400 workers. And then wow. Lockheed Martin is also going to lay off 500 employees in April. This is what is going to happen in the United States. And if we don't give a vote to Ron Paul and give a chance to him to fix all these issues that we all having, then there is going to be a mess in our hands, and then it's going to be like Palestine. And there is another very big news that is in Afghanistan, is a news flash. You know, there is a young man who has, downloaded some kind of materials for benefit of the woman's rights, and he was dispersing it in his university. His name is Parviz Kambakhsh, and he's being going to be executed, and there is a worldwide protest. And I would like to, your listeners and your viewers, please call Afghanistan Embassy, and I give you their main telephone number, 202-483-6410, and also main fax number, 202-483-6488. Please protest it. Please tell, don't stop execution of this young man, because his crime was not, he hasn't made any crime. I mean, he just did something for the benefit of the women in Afghanistan. As we know, what happened under Taliban, when the Taliban was in charge. Every woman okay. were in the burqa and etc. So this okay. young man needs to be saved. Please call Afghanistan okay. Embassy and jam their line and protest it. Thank you very much.
Very good. Very good, Mo. Thank you. Thank you for your call, and I think your message is clear. Thank you. Jim from Texas, come on up.
Hello, fellas.
Hey,
hello.
Jim.
I hate to change the subject, but Piper brought it up last night on his show that there has been some good news from Germany, that the German judicial establishment's falling apart because of Sylvia Stoltz and Zundel and Germa Rudolph and those trials, show trials. I guess you guys are well aware of those. I know Mark is. And what Piper was talking about, he didn't have much information, but I found it on the Internet that judges, German judges in Stuttgart, Mühlhausen, Berlin, Bernau, Brandenburg, Potsdam, and Lüneburg, they've been putting trials on hold for other revisionists, and then they ruled that the statute of limitations ran out, so they couldn't try them. Well, the Jews in Germany, of course, are going crazy, so they intend to prosecute, it says here, at least 24 prosecutors and judges are going to be facing charges of evading punishment while in office. In other words, they're going after the whole judicial establishment there in Germany. So it could be something big, or it could be something that'll die out. I don't know. But it sounds like it could be really
anytime,
big.
Anytime you have, anytime something like that happens, it's good, because it brings up the issues into public discussions. And once the public get a chance to discuss these issues, then things will be different. But as long as the public is being prevented and prohibited from these discussions, that's why we are in the problem that we are in. No, I don't have much information on that either. I am following what is going on there, and I know that a couple of the attorneys actually were charged. A couple of Zundel's attorneys were charged. It's a big miss out there, but it's good. It's good because it will bring up these issues into the public domain.
Well, Horst Mahler was the one who wrote the article that I found. He wrote it to Tobin in Australia. And he's had several of the charges against him dismissed. So he thinks it's a pretty big thing that the German judges can't stand it anymore, making fools of themselves like the judges in the trials I just mentioned, where they just made complete asses out of themselves. And so it's kind of a revolt in the judiciary there. But not knowing that much about German law, except it seems to be kind of silly, but it does bode well, I think, that somebody in the world is getting enough gonads to start to stand up against their Jewish councils in Germany, which is the same thing they have all over the world. So,
very good, Jim. Appreciate the call. Thank you. And, I guess it's open mic Saturday. somebody was saying we're laughing and they don't know what we're laughing at. I guess next time we're just going to have to say the whole joke or the history behind the well, we are laughing. Let's see. Let's go to Byron in Canada. Byron, come on up.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Byron.
Hey, there's a couple things. You know what Mo brought up about people being laid off, and yet when they announce the unemployment rate, it goes down. How does that happen when people are being laid off and the unemployment rate still goes down? The other thing, and this is changing the subject again, and I just going with Jim said, I did read the article that he was talking about, and he's right what they were saying anyway. Those cable cuts, have you been following any of that? Have you got any information on what happened there?
And actually, we have been following that. It's extremely – there's not a lot of information out there, but it is strange that these cables are – cut in different places over 2 days. Mark, I know you wanted to comment on that. Go ahead.
Well, there is not much information. That's the really glaring thing about it, is that you have four cables cut in 2 days' time, and the nations that are principally affected by this are Muslim nations. And so, interestingly enough, Israel was not affected, and Iraq was not affected, so Israel and America basically still have their eyes and ears in the area. But the interesting thing to keep in mind here is that,
Mark, yeah. Let's go ahead, and just in case if some of our viewers don't know what we are talking about, let's go ahead and give him just a summary of what we're talking about.
Well, what happened this past week is that four fiber optic cables that are buried in the seabed were cut in 2 days' time, and this carries telecommunications information, principally the Internet, to all of these countries. Now, all the way from Egypt to India, there was, in some places, 100% total blackout of Internet. So there's no way that this can be a coincidence. They're saying, oh, it's possible that a ship's anchor dragged it up, but I was speaking with somebody who used to do work on these things, and he said that they bury these things so deep in the ocean floor that it's just not possible for them to dredge them up with anchors anymore. And certainly four of them taking place in the span of 2 days, and the principal nations being afflicted by this are Muslim nations. I think that we should probably smell a rat in all of this.
Well, yeah, and they were in different places, too. Was it one by Egypt and one by Dubai or something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, if it was an anchor, you mean that they're dragging that anchor? I mean, I don't know my geography that well, but
I don't know of an anchor that will go all the way down to the ocean floor. That's kind of strange.
Yeah. Hey, and the other thing that I would like, I just hope the United States isn't planning. Maybe they're planning something on Iran now too. Who knows? But, you know, I was just kind of, the other thing was, did you listen to or read the transcript by that Piro, I think, that the guy that was doing the interrogation of Saddam Hussein, and what did you think about that?
Mark?
I don't know a lot about it. In fact, I just ran into the story myself about a half an hour ago.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to your next get there, or that... what's his name? Matthew?
Brother Nathaniel.
Hey, and I can't wait to listen to him. Anyway, good show, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate it. Okay, well, I guess let's get into. It's not Sipple Shepherd, but I would rather it be Sipple Shepherd, but it's Sipple Edmund. So, what's the story on that?
Well, the story on that, Sipple Edmund. She is making quite a few people nervous right now. She was the FBI translator. She translated communications and documents from the Farsi language, of course, which is the language of Iran, and Turkish. And she was hired not long after 9/11. She served with the FBI for about 6 months. And then she stumbled into something, and when she brought it up, she was fired, and she was placed under a state secret gag order. Now,
okay, what did she stumble over?
She stumbled over communications between high-level officials in the Pentagon and State Department who were involved, according to her, who were involved in the theft and attempted sale of American nuclear secrets on the black market.
And mainly to Turkey.
No, Turkey was the proxy that was using this. She claims that that Turkey was being used by Israel as the front man in all of this, but she's claiming that Pakistan was the principal buyer of these secrets. Now, the interesting
information was available out there for whoever wants to pay for it.
Not necessarily. I think that the people, based on the stories that we have, the people who were involved in this, they had a pointed political agenda. These are the words that she used to describe it. And so the interesting thing is that we're talking about, according to her, household names like Richard Perle, Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feist, Mark Grossman, number three man at the State Department at that time, that these people were involved in all kinds of heavy-duty illicit activity, including narcotics trafficking. And the really interesting thing is this. About a week after Edmonds broke this story, George Bush himself personally issued an order that you can find yourself if you just go to the White House website and look it up, where he is calling on Congress to legalize the sale of nuclear secrets to Turkey, and he has given Congress 90 days to do this, or else he's going to do this himself with an executive order.
Basically, what you're saying is he wants to legalize what was a criminal act before
exactly.
It comes out and it becomes criminal act. So we want to legalize what took place. That's what you're saying.
Exactly, but it's the timing of this thing that is interesting because the 90-day period just so happens to fall almost exactly a week before the AIPAC spy case is supposed to begin. And according to Sybil Edmonds, she said that the spy case involving AIPAC and this business with Larry Franklin passing along these secrets about Iran to Israel, that this is just the tip of the iceberg, that it is actually much, much bigger than this, and that the American people really don't realize how high up it goes.
Okay. Let's see if I understand this correctly. How high it goes as far who's selling these secrets?
Who's involved in this and who is involved in the cover-up.
Now, what would be the motive here? Are we talking about money, or are we talking about destroying United States through its secrets, or what are we talking about here?
Well, at this point, we don't know. But the fact of the matter is that we're talking about the most sensitive secrets that America possesses, and Israel is absolutely up to her neck in this. Interestingly, and I did not realize this, but the Turks have their own version of AIPAC here in the United States, and it's called the American Turkish Council, and it was founded, and some of the boards of directors between AIPAC and the American Turkish Council, you have the same character sitting on both organizations, men like Richard Perle and Douglas Feist and some of these other neocons who have been responsible for getting us involved in this war in the Middle East. And so at this point, it's hard to say whether it's simply money or whether they're actually trying to get nuclear technology into the hands of some of these countries in order to justify a widening this war. Who knows? But the important thing is this is really big. This is going to be the story of the decade if it's allowed to get out. Unfortunately, none of the mainstream media outlets in the United States touch this. Nobody will touch her. And as I said, with Bush issuing this ultimatum to Congress to legalize this sale of nuclear technology to Turkey, it appears as if they are going to try to do an end run around the whole AIPAC spy case and just sweep this under the rug.
Okay. Well, it's very important to follow up on that and see exactly what's behind it because it's money. I don't think money it could be the motive. I think there's probably something else here in the mix, and I guess we will continue following that story. There was a story today in the news. Some British firm has done a study on how many Iraqis died in the last 4 years, and it says that a million Iraqi. Of course, we have been saying a million Iraqi. You know, the last year or so, we've told the people how many Iraqis United States. Well, I don't want to say the United States, but let's say the United States Army that is led by George Bush has killed a million people just in Iraq. That is going to go down in history big time as the million men that we killed for Israel just to go and destroy a country for Israel. We'll be back in the final segment of the first hour. Stay tuned. We will have Brother Nathaniel in the second hour. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have a few minutes left in the first hour. And in the second hour, like we mentioned before, we will have Brother Nathaniel, who is a Christian, a converted Christian. He used to be a Jew. Jewish, and he decided to leave the Jewish religion. So we're going to talk with him and see why he decided to move out of that religion. You know, it's really profound change when someone changes religions. You know, normally we are born with a particular religion and we are raised on that particular religion that even sometimes if you question that religion, you wouldn't dare leave in that religion just for the effect it's going to have on your family life, on your family relationships, on your friend's relationship, etc., etc. So most people just kind of go along with it and continue practicing the same religion, even though they may not be fully 100% convinced that it is the religion for them. But we're going to talk with him. And I see people in the chat room, especially Mark Glenn is getting everybody in there excited. And he's going at it, but I don't see any substance or any real issues. If anyone wants to know what we're talking about, get in the chat room. Now, you can get in the chat room by going to republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org, and you will get into this excitement that Mark Glenn is stirring up in the chat room. What
now,
you doing in
you,
there, Mark?
Why do you always blame it on me?
Oh, I see you. I mean, I just got back into the room, and I'm reading, and I see you having it out with Cindy, with all kind of people in there.
No, what, just Cindy. She called me a Jesus freak one time and said that I need to stop talking about religion on the show that you and I do. And I told her as politely as I could. I said, "Well, Cindy, you know that's your opinion, and perhaps if you think that there's a better way to do the show, then maybe you should get your own radio show and do it that way. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and do it the way
well,
I like."
Well, you know what? While we have Brother Nathaniel on there, or before we have him on, maybe in the beginning I will just bring up Cindy and you and let you go at it and see who wins. I don't know.
Let's just have Brother Nathaniel on. He's got some very interesting and important things to talk about.
Oh, so Cindy scares you, huh?
No, Cindy doesn't scare me. I deal with interesting characters all the time.
Okay. Here we go. She, now she put it in capital letters.
Yeah, whenever they use capitals, that's how you know. That's how you know they're unhappy.
Okay. All right, Cindy, if you are unhappy, we want to make you happy. So you might want to call the program in the second hour. And the phone number is 800-313-9443. Of course, this is for everyone who wants to call and comment or ask questions. 800-313-9443. And so in the next hour, Mark, we will be talking about religion. If Cindy doesn't want us to talk about religion, I guess the next hour is going to be all about religion. We will be right back with Brother Nathaniel. See you all then.